100 years ago this autumn, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk stood atop the stairs of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, where both the American Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were adopted to proclaim the creation of a new sovereign state, Czechoslovakia. But the seeds of liberty first took firm root in the spring of 1918 with the May 31st signing of the Pittsburgh Agreement, a memorandum of understanding between the Czech and Slovak immigrant communities to create an independent republic. Brian Kennedy has more.
It was perhaps an unlikely setting for such a seminal event, the Loyal Order of Moose Lodge in Pittsburgh, a rough-and-tumble industrial sprawl at the confluences of three rivers, known as the Steel City. But it was in that fraternal order's humble two-story building that leaders of Czech and Slovak immigrant communities in America came together in a bid to help create a free, independent Czechoslovak state. Milada Polishenska, a professor of history and international relations at Anglo-American University in Prague, will be among the panelists speaking at a symposium in Steel City this week to mark the 100th anniversary of the Pittsburgh Agreement. She says the significance of that memorandum and the crucial role of Czech and Slovak immigrants in supporting Masaryk's wider diplomatic efforts is sometimes not given its due.
Every study about recognition of Czechoslovakia mentioned this, but still, I think the recognition should go even deeper. It was huge. The Czech environment in the United States, also Slovak, of course, collected, for example, huge amount of money, and those people were not rich. Why they left Czech lands? Why they left Slovakia? Because they were looking for better conditions to live. So those people who came across Atlantic, they were usually really poor. But anyway, they were able to donate monies, which really helped enormously to support this struggle for independence. It was very important. Masaryk, without help of his American friends and supporters, but also without these immigrant circles, has very, very limited possibilities to succeed.
Before arriving in the U.S., Masaryk had traveled abroad widely, from Moscow to Vladivostok, from Tokyo to Vancouver, seeking committed support for his dream of an independent homeland. In particular, though, he sought support from American President Woodrow Wilson, who in his famous 14 points of January 1918 had demanded the nationalities of the rapidly disintegrating Austro-Hungarian Empire enjoy the freest opportunity to autonomous development. The political unity expressed by the Pittsburgh Agreement, which in time would be signed by 29 leaders of national Czech and Slovak fraternal, religious, and cultural organizations, representing hundreds of thousands of émigrés, or krajané in Czech, from Bohemia, Moravia, Slovakia, and Silesia, proved instrumental in helping Masaryk achieve his goal. On the 26th of October 1918, from the steps of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Masaryk called for independence not only for Czechs and Slovaks, but for all oppressed peoples of Central Europe.